We're going to begin in Exodus 3. And if you want to just turn there, I'm going to read quite a bit of this so we get the whole story. We know it, but God's going to give us more revelation than we ever had before. And there's lots of places we could stop and teach from in this passage, but we'll stop in one place, all right? Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. Talk about supernatural. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. I think God wanted to get his attention. What do you think? Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. We're there. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord really put on my heart for us to talk about I am. And so I found what you were seeing this morning quite fitting with the word, for he is I am. And no one can fully describe all that that means. God loves his people. God hears his people. God sees his people. God knows his people. We know that from our personal experience, but we also know that from which we just read. God saw what was happening. He heard what was happening. He knew what was happening to his children. And what did he want to do? He wanted to set them free. He wanted to deliver them. He wanted to take them out of oppression. He wanted to put them in a good land, in a good place. He wanted to bless them. So is that still true with us? Very definitely. God wanted to reveal himself to them in a greater measure than they had known before. Yes. He said yes tell them that I am the God of their fathers, but I also am the one that is called I Am, which means the eternal one, the ever-existing one. I Am. When we think about I Am in connection with the Lord, there are so many aspects of who He is. Just like the colors. Just like the colors of the rainbow. The Bible talks about His manifold wisdom. There's lots of manifold things about God. El Shaddai is one of the names that is used of God. It's described as the many-breasted one. There are many different aspects of who God is. And He reveals that to us through His Word, and He reveals that to us through encounters that we have with Him. We can know that He is the healer. He is the healer. We've read it in the Word. He is the I Am. Part of the I Am is the healer. But once He's touched our bodies, healed our deafness, healed whatever, we know Him intimately as the healer, and we know Him in a more deeper way, in a more revealed way than we ever have before. So I believe God's heart cry is, I am who I am, and I want you to know who I am. And I want you to know who I am in a bigger way, in a greater way, in a deeper way than you've ever known before. I don't want you to just know that I am, but I want you to know me intimately as I am in every aspect and dimension of who I am. That's what I heard His heart saying to us. To the people that were coming out, He was giving them hope. I am who I am, and I can do anything and everything because I am the eternal one. I am the one who has always existed and always will exist. I am the God of your forefathers. Look at everything I did for your forefathers. Look how I loved them and guided them and provided for them. And now you find yourself in an oppression. And you've cried out to me. And I've heard your cries. And I've felt what you felt. And I've known where you were at. And now I'm going to provide for you. And this time I'm going to provide for you through a man I have chosen. That man who's been taught, who's been trained, who's been through the fire, who has learned, and who is now ready to follow my command to come and to speak to you and to say, I am sent me. I am who I am, the great I am. Can you just take your spiritual imagination? I am. Oh my goodness. I am. I am the creator of all things. I am life. I am the healer. I am the deliverer. I am the provider. I am peace. I am joy. I am your deliverer. I am the one who will guide you. I am the one who will show you. I am the one who will give you life and life abundantly. The New Testament, the Word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That sounds pretty good. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
Okay. I can know that in a measure, but once I know Him and know Him more, I know that truth in a greater measure.
Yes.
You know, because I get to spots sometimes and that word will rise up in me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's a good word. I can hold on to that word. But when I look beyond the Word to who said the Word, who is the I Am, oh yeah. I can do all things through the great I Am who strengthens me. There's nothing that's too hard, nothing that's too difficult, nothing that's impossible for